The Marxist view of power. Karl Marx said there is a limited amount of power in society, which can only be held by one person or group at a time. Marx says these groups are the working and ruling classes. Under capitalism, the ruling class holds all the power and uses it to exploit the working class. This is the cornerstone of Marxism. Marx believed the structure of society is determined by the nature of its economy, or its economic base. So, if the economy is capitalist, the rest of society will act under capitalist values. This is because capitalism dictates the ruling class will own the means of production, meaning they can control their workers. This is why many countries have all the power concentrated in the hands of the ruling class. Ralph Miliband said the political power in society was also held by those who control the economic base. Stephen Lukes was a Marxist, and his three faces of power help explain how the ruling class maintain control of power in society. However, it is the third face of power which Marxism especially focuses on. Marxists say that the ruling class use their power to socialise the working class into believing something which goes against their will, the ruling class ideology. This is known as a false consciousness, as the working class don't realise they have accepted the ruling class ideology as their own, allowing the values and morals of the ruling class to be universally accepted in society, ensuring the ruling class retain power. Criticism of Marxism. Marxism is based upon the idea that the ruling class owns the means of production. However, some critics point out that in some societies there has been a separation of ownership and control. This is where the person who owns the business hires a manager rather than running it themselves. This questions whether the ruling class actually own and control the means of production. Another example of how the ruling class might not own and control the means of production is that many large companies are owned by shareholders, many of whom are working class. So the working class now owns some of the means of production. This contradicts the Marxist perspective. However, John Scott argues against these two points, saying that even when ownership or control is fragmented, one ruling class member can still have dominant control, something which the working class don't have the money to be able to do. Another criticism is that Marxism fails to acknowledge any of the other forms of inequality other than the class divide. For example, Marxism doesn't talk about women's, gays, or ethnic minorities' rights.